Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Dave. Another cloudy day across the Midwest. It's cool. It's a bit breezy in some of the western parts of the region where the winds are out of the northwest. We have a lot of light precipitation occurring across the region in the form of drizzle and light rain. There's even some snow falling in the upper parts of the Midwest. This is reminiscent of winter as we recall it, but it is still rather warm out there for the majority of the region. Temperatures running in the upper 30s and 40s through a big part of the region. There are some 20s scattering across a big part of Iowa and points northward into Minnesota and eastern Dakotas, but that's about as cold as it gets anywhere close by. So as we go forward through the next 24 hours or so, a disturbance that's pushing its way across the Great Lakes region will pump some colder air southward into the heart of the Midwest. We'll expect to see a little bit of rain changing to snow as that system pushes through the region. Most of the precipitation in Michigan, Ohio, and Indiana will likely occur as rain. Areas further to the north and west will likely see the rain and snow mix with mostly snow occurring as we get through the afternoon and into the evening hours. The snow will come to an end overnight tonight, but there will be some light accumulations in some of that region. None of the snow is going to reach into the heart of the Midwest in a significant manner, but the cool air will, and we'll expect temperatures to be a little bit chillier across the region for a day or two. And that means that our afternoon temperatures today should be mostly confined to the 20s and 30s in the western Corn Belt, but from Michigan southward into Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky, we're probably right at the peak of our heat for the day with 40s out there this morning. As we go through the afternoon, the temperatures will likely slip a little bit lower. Tomorrow we'll see highs only in the 20s and 30s across a big part of the Midwest, with some of the southern areas managing to get up into some 40-degree readings. It'll still be quite cold in the northwesternmost part of the Corn Belt, though. As we go a little bit later into the week, we will see those temperatures moderate a little bit, and that will likely set the stage for our next storm system to impact the region as we draw more moisture up from the Gulf of Mexico. There aren't too many big storm systems slated for the region right now, but as we get into the last week of this month, I think we'll be looking at least one larger storm. We do have a small disturbance that will come into the southwestern part of the Corn Belt for a brief period of time. We go into Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the system is advertised to fall apart as it moves into the heart of the Midwest. So areas in Missouri, Illinois, Kentucky, southwestern Indiana, we'll see a little bit of a mix of precipitation. Maybe it's a little bit of light snow in some of the northern parts of the region, and we'll probably see some rain in the rest of the area. But moisture totals will be very low. As we move on out into the weekend coming up, we'll likely see another disturbance passing through the Ohio River Valley, with a little bit of rain and snow possible there, but no other precipitation in the Midwest until we get out closer to Christmas. Down in South America, everything looks about as it has. The majority of Brazil will continue to see a regular occurring of rain. In fact, most of Brazil is saturated with moisture right now, so there's no dryness issues except in a handful of locations near the Uruguay and Paraguay border areas. In Argentina, though, we're going to start watching the south a little bit more closely. Some of those crop areas in the south are drying out, and the next 2 weeks do not offer a tremendous amount of precipitation for the region. That is likely to lead to a little bit of crop stress as time moves along, and it might make us have a little bit of something more to talk about in South America for a little while. No critically dry conditions are expected, however, at least not in this next 2-week period. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.